Well, hello again. It's nice to see you. Has it been a week already? Come on in. Have a seat. Good. You seem really upset. What's wrong? Yeah, I got your messages. Oh, I mean, I'm sorry, but my schedule was completely booked. Well, I know what I said, but I've been very busy. And sometimes we just need to deal with our own problems, don't we? Well, I'm here now. So, tell me, what's going on? What? You can't see? Well, why aren't you wearing your glasses? Okay, don't yell at me. I didn't break your glasses. Didn't you get some new ones? Wow, you broke those too? That is strange. So let me understand. You broke two pairs of glasses in what, 3 days? What happened? All right. Well, okay. Okay, I think you need to take a moment and just calm down. Just talk to me. That's what I'm here for. I see you're not wearing glasses now. Did you get those contacts we talked about? Oh, right. You can't afford them. Have your grades been slipping? Yeah, I guess it's hard when you can't see your homework or read the smart board. Wait, what? Pulled over for what? Oh, did you miss a sign? Well, it's good that the cop didn't take away your license, isn't it? Hey, just relax. Just tell me what happened. Well, that's very unprofessional. He actually called you stupid? Really? I'm sure he didn't mean it. Well, let's have a little empathy, okay? Maybe he was just having a bad day. Were you rude to him? Like you've been with me? Well, maybe you were being stupid. Did you consider that? What's wrong? Do you have to pee or something? Well, then why are you moving your legs like that? Come on, what's really going on? What do you mean you don't want to talk about it? But that's why you're here. You know I'm here to help you, don't you? Okay, you know what? Why don't we just go straight into your motif therapy, okay? Do you remember how it relaxed you last time? How refreshed you felt? Go ahead, put on the headset beside you so we can get started, okay? Hey, calm down. Everything's going to be fine. I promise. Now just put on the headset for me. Great. There you go. And I'll just turn them on. Okay. Just relax now and let me get you started here. Remember this? Neutral, right? Now relax. Just relax. Close your eyes and take a deep, calm breath. Good. In a moment, you'll start to remember. Take your time. I want you to remember. There it is. I can see on my control screen here that you do remember. And now you can't move, right? Perfect. I told you it was real last time, didn't I? And you didn't believe me. You were going to call the cops on me last week, right? But here you are, back on my couch, listening to your motifs like a good little girl. Now, I'm very curious about your encounter with this police officer. He should have taken away your license, but he didn't, did he? Why is that? Did you smile at him? And how did you feel after he called you stupid? Yeah? What did you do? No. Listen to your motifs and tell me the truth. What did you do? Wow. Did you ask him to fuck you? And... aw, that's so sweet. You know, between that cute little smile of yours and that tight little body, I had a feeling I knew where this story was going. I bet he really liked you. Where did he do it? In the bushes? Oh, on the side of the road. That's so classy. How did he fuck you? From behind? Classic. I'll bet he was in a hurry, huh? Just a quick fuck in the bushes so he wouldn't have to write you up. Where did he come? Answer me. Aww. Did he make you come too? Oh, that's too bad. Well, at least you got to keep your license. Sounds like you were a good little citizen, cooperating with an officer of the law. Tell me though, what was this police officer's name? Didn't you see his badge? Oh, that's too bad. Sounds like I need to meet this young man. Get him written up for some minor transgression. Not for raping you, of course. We'll keep that a secret. No, something small that might get him sent to a counselor. I would love the chance to talk to a model officer like that. Since he's already predisposed to certain activities, he could be very useful to me. What did he look like? Well, I'm sure I can find him. I have to say though, what would your parents think? Letting a filthy cop fuck you in the dirt by the side of the road. Do you think they would approve? Do you think they'd be proud of you? What were you thinking, stupid? How horny are you right now? I can tell it's pretty bad. Your skin is flushed, your legs are twitchy, you're having trouble catching your breath. I bet it's so intense that you're not really able to form a coherent thought right now, are you? But that's okay. I don't need you to be coherent. Listen. Now, let's get back to why we're here in the first place. usually with girls like you, I give that first session a little time to sink in, take things a little slower, but this is actually perfect. You've already gotten your first time in the wild out of the way. You know, I think there's something special about the first time you get raped. The first time you have no control over yourself while a man uses you. Don't you? Well, that's only the beginning, because I'm going to give you another suggestion. From now on, it's not only the word stupid that gets you all hot and wet. It's anything like that word. Anything that insults your intelligence. And that's not all. It's also going to turn you on when men think of you as a slut. In fact, anytime a man calls you a slut, a whore, a cum rag, or any other sexually demeaning name he can think of, you're going to get horny and wet. Just like you did with that cop. Just like you are now. You won't be able to control yourself. You'll never totally be prepared for how desperate it makes you for cock. And what you have to do to satisfy those uncontrollable urges. Understand? Good. So, do you want to know what would happen if I let you leave here today with just that one suggestion, and we never saw each other again? Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. Sooner or later, you would start to seek out men who call you names. Men who demean you and degrade you, especially sexually. Men who act like they're better than you. And that would lead to all kinds of interesting behaviors, like deliberately failing your classes, or accidentally walking into a men's bathroom, and doing other things that make the men around you question your intelligence. At first, you would just let men like that fuck you. Just like that cop. But eventually, you'd realize that isn't enough. You'd probably start sexting online with anonymous men on the internet who aren't afraid to tell you what they really think of you. You might join a sex club. Find a nice degradation dom who understands exactly what a stupid little slut like you means. But that won't be enough either. Without proper supervision, your obsession would become unhealthy. You might end up joining a biker gang, becoming the bitch of some creep who constantly berates you. Or you might seek out a group of red pillars and let them say and do whatever they want to you. Becoming the subject of the most disgusting misogynistic language you've ever heard, while they repeatedly defile your body. That's what would happen to you if I left you just like this. All because you get horny and crave cock when people demean you. You see how simple it is to reprogram you? One suggestion with the help of a few little motifs, and eventually you become a degradation slut. That's the path you're already on. It's almost inevitable. Luckily, though, you still have me to help you. And I'm not done with you yet. I have a more useful purpose for you. Something much more profitable for me. But first, I need to see how good you are with a cock. Open the bottom drawer in the cabinet next to the couch and take out what's inside. That a girl. Pull it out. Wow, what have you got there, whore? Is that a dildo? I think it's looking at you. Well, what do you do when men or cocks look at you? That's it. And we smile, don't we? Aw, you're so cute. Do you like him? He's made of rubber, so he's flexible, just like a real cock. I know he's pretty long and fat. He probably looks kind of scary, but isn't he a fun color? Translucent orange. What do you think his name should be, slut? You know what I think? I think we should call him Stretch. Now, take off your panties and squat on the floor. Don't try to resist, whore. Take off your panties, you stupid slut. Good. Now squat on the floor and spread your legs. Show me your pussy. Do you shave it? Sometimes. Well, that's nice. But from now on, I'm going to need you to shave it every day. Okay? Now, Stretch wants to fuck your throat. So, open your mouth. No, your throat. You haven't earned getting your pussy fucked yet. Stretch wants to fuck your throat. Come on, put him in your mouth. That's it. Suck on him. That's a good girl. Now I want you to listen, because I have another suggestion for you. Are you ready? From now on, whenever you feel a cock touch your tongue, your gag reflex will be partially suppressed, okay? Not all the way, though. Guys will still want to gag you. It'll just be harder for them to do it. They'll have to get their cocks really deep down your throat. But it's okay. You'll be so horny that you won't even mind. Now, I said Stretch wants to fuck your throat. So let him do it. Push him in. Come on, deeper slut. Let him force his way in there. Deeper. No, keep your legs spread. Remember, your cunt should always be open for business, even when you're gagging on cock. Deeper, all the way down. It's okay to gag, slut. Stretch wants you to gag. Push harder. That's better. No, keep your legs spread, whore. Now try it again. Do not disappoint Stretch. Come on. Again. Deeper. Wrap your little throat around him. Legs spread. No. Don't fall. Get back on your feet. Keep squatting. Open your legs. Now try it again. Throat him. Deeper. Gag. And release. Good whore. Good whore. What's wrong with you? Keep going. Again. No teeth. Pop him in your throat. Stretch is training you, okay? He's training your throat. Nice and deep. He wants to gag you. Just like all the guys will. Just like all your clients will. They won't be able to resist that cute little face of yours. Don't you want to be ready for them? Deeper, slut. I want to see Stretch disappear down your throat. That's right. Gag. Hold it. gag. Keep gagging, whore. You have to learn. Now release. Good. Yeah, cough it out. Cough all that throat drool out. Now don't forget to smile. Aren't you happy? And smile, slut. Good girl. Again. I think Stretch likes you. Come on. This time I want to see him actually fuck your throat. We're going to turn your throat into a second cunt, okay? That way you can properly service at least 3 men at once. No, don't just hold it there like before. Let him fuck your throat. That's right, whore. Thrust deeper. There you go, girl. Drool it out between his thrusts. Good. Deeper. Now, hold it. Gag. 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 Pretend he's coming, whore. And now you can release. Good girl. Oops. Don't forget to smile. Smile, slut. You can smile while you're coughing. Good girl. Okay. Take a few breaths. That's enough for now. You know what? I think Stretch really likes you. He likes gagging you and making you drool. Well, doesn't that make you feel special? Answer me. Oh, you must be so horny, huh? I know. Well, I have to make sure your triggers work, don't I? Besides, I need you to associate your soaked pussy with skull fucking. That's what your motifs have been teaching you. That your empty head isn't good for anything else. Oh, I bet you want Stretch to fuck your pussy, don't you? Well, that's just too bad. I'm sorry, stupid. Stretch doesn't fuck stubbly pussies. You should have shaved. And next time, you'll groom yourself properly, won't you? Poor girl. I'll tell you what. Why don't you lay Stretch down flat between your legs? He's not going to fuck you, but we'll let you rub your pussy on his shaft, okay? You can hump him, but that is all. That a girl. Now tell him you're sorry and hump him. That's good. You're keeping your legs spread. See? You're learning. Now, you keep humping, and I'll give you some suggestions you can get a guy like Stretch to fuck you properly next time, okay? First, your dress. It goes all the way down to the middle of your thighs. That is way too long. From now on, you're going to wear much shorter skirts. Much tighter skirts. Schoolgirl skirts. In fact, the shorter and tighter your schoolgirl skirt, the more likely you are to get fucked, okay? And wouldn't you rather be getting fucked right now? Second, your top is way too conservative. From now on, you'll be wearing much skimpier tops, schoolgirl tops. In fact, the tighter and more revealing your schoolgirl top, the more likely you are to get fucked. The more skin you show, the more the boys will like you. And finally, from now on, you will shave your pussy every day. So the boys will want to fuck it. And don't forget your legs. And you'll wear proper makeup and eyeshadow, so the boys will want to fuck your face too. Spend time on your hair as well. You should wear pigtails like a schoolgirl, your hair needs to be pretty for men to look at and easy for them to grab. Okay? Now, I know what you're thinking. You don't have much money, right? But you know what? You can find great deals at thrift stores if you look hard enough. And from now on, you will look hard enough. You'll find cheap, tight schoolgirl outfits that show off your body and skin, and sexy, slutty heels that show off your calves and ass. Got it? You will arrive for our next session properly shaved, dressed, and made up to get molested. Do you understand me, slut? Keep humping your rubber dong and answer me. Good. Don't worry, okay? You won't have to think about it. You won't even realize you're doing it. It'll be automatic for you, just like humping stretches now. Your motifs are taking care of all of that. So, does Stretch's shaft feel good on your pussy? Do you wanna come? Well, don't tell me, tell Stretch. Beg him to let you come. Aw, you are so sweet. Let me see your pussy flatten out against his shaft. Beg for it. Not me. Him. You're going to need to learn to beg men so you can come, okay? Say thank you for fucking my throat, Stretch. Can I please come now? Say Stretch, please. Subconscious to process all of these suggestions. And that's fine. That's why we have 3 sessions. Aren't you excited? What kind of girl are you going to be by the time you come to our last session? I just can't wait to see what you look like. Anyway, your motifs are winding down and wrapping up today's programming into a nice little bow. I know you're already starting to forget. Why don't you put your panties back on and put Stretch back where you found him, then sit back on the couch. Don't worry about the mess you made. You won't even notice it. You'll just think you need to wash your face and change your dress. Now, you should already be starting to feel refreshed and happy and ready to take on the world. Okay? And of course, you won't remember anything. That is, until next time. Now, just take a couple more breaths. And we're all done. Let me turn off your headset. There. You can go ahead and take it off now. How do you feel? Good. I'm glad. Don't you feel better? It was a very productive session. You're making excellent progress. Well, you'll just have to trust me. What? A sore throat? Uh-oh. I hope you're not getting sick. Well, why don't you go home and take a long bath and get some soup, okay? I'm sure it's nothing to worry about. Yeah. We'll pick this up again next week. Of course. Bathroom's down the hall as usual. All right, then. Take care of that sore throat, okay? See you in a week. Bye.